Jose, man, you've already been inundated with questions about this. You know, A, how it got out there, and then B, like, Murray still signed the initial contract with it in there, did he not?
He did, correct.
Yeah, so this can't be a surprise to him.
No, it wasn't, but I think what was a surprise to him, and by the way, I want to thank you guys for putting me on the air because this is my first radio interview as a Cardinals beat writer, and so thank you so much for that.
Hey, no problem.
At any rate, with Kyler, yeah, he knew it was in there, and I don't think that he realized that there was going to be that much criticism and backlash from it directed toward him and his study habits, whatever those are. So you saw a lot of stuff on social media about him playing video games and not studying his playbook and not looking at the game film that he gets sent to by the team, and just a lot of speculatory things that nobody really has any idea of what he's actually doing, you know, during a game week. So he took it upon himself then to walk right into the media room one day and defend himself. And so, you know, that came out of nowhere. And then the Cardinals, I think, maybe realized, okay, well, our quarterback feels pretty hurt by this, and he's not happy about it, so let's remove the clause from the contract. So nobody really won in any of this.
Well, he even said in an ESPN interview last year, he's like, well, you know, I have a great ability to recall things so I don't have to study as much. So it was almost like he was admitting to it in that interview beforehand, because I don't care how much you recall. The great quarterbacks in history of the NFL are spending extra time in the film room for sure. So when you look at the Cardinals and you look specifically at Kyler Murray, what do you feel he needs to improve on this season?
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, you can really just boil it all down to that one playoff game against the Rams. I mean, you know, nothing went right. He was just making bad decision after bad decision early in that game and really took his own team out of that game early, you know, throwing an ill-advised pass near the goal line and having it picked off and running for a touchdown. I mean, these are things that he wasn't doing in the first half of the season, that when the Cardinals started to go bad in the second half of the season and kind of back their way into the playoffs, you know, he didn't have the same confidence level. So he's got to get back to whatever he was doing right in the first half of the season. And that's going to be tough because they're not going to have DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games of the season. And that's his prime target to throw to. So, it's going to be interesting. They got a tough schedule in those six games without Hopkins, but this is a pretty explosive offense. There's a lot of weapons. There's a lot of guys wanting the ball from Kyler. So, you know, he's got to find a way to spread the wealth around, keep everybody happy, and at the same time perform at a high level because he's got a big contract to live up to.
Marquise Brown likely could be very busy in the first 6 weeks. A.J. Green, and would Rondale Moore be the guy replacing Hopkins, or is there someone else going to be in their top three?
Yeah, I think so. I think Rondale Moore is looking like the guy, at least early in training camp right now. He looks like the guy who's going to see a little bit more time on the outside there, getting some balls thrown his way. So they also have a big guy, a really tall, lanky target in Antoine Wesley, who flashed some good things last season, and it looks like you know, they're going to look to get him the ball as well. So there's some guys that are some young guys that are going to get their opportunity to really shine here over those six games. And you mentioned Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown. You know, that's a tight friendship that Kyler has with him from college days. Those guys are like brothers, as it was described to me by the assistant head coach, Sean Jefferson. So that's a relationship that we're going to be keeping an eye on to see just, you know, how tight those guys are and how that chemistry will help them connect.
Jose, looking at the defense of the Cardinal, pretty solid defense. You know, they were on average kind of, I think they were 11th ranked defense overall last year, according to, you know, certain like Pro Football Reference and some other different places. Have they improved their defense, or is their defense still as good as it was last year?
It's going to be tough to say. I mean, there's, you know, when you lose a guy like Chandler Jones, who's just a sack specialist, you know, and You know, he looks like he's headed for the Hall of Fame the way his career trajectory is. That's a really tough loss to overcome. So there's, you have a guy in Marcus Golden at defensive end who can generate that kind of pass rush, and you also have J.J. Watt, who is battling, you know, age and time, and also has had injuries in the latter part of his career. So we know that he's been a player, defensive player of the year, but is he the same guy? Can he get that same level of play back from those days? So the pass rush, the defensive line is going to be, I think, a concern. Beyond that, they've got a lot of really good athletes in the back seven there with the linebackers and defensive backs. You know, there's some guys, there's a couple of guys at linebacker who looked really good, second year and third year guys, and Isaiah Simmons and Zaven Collins. Simmons is a guy that's sort of like a jack of all trades. They've lined him up at cornerback, they've put him at linebacker, they put him at safety. So there are some impact players there on that defense, but it's really individuals, I think, who might make the impact as a collective unit. You know, we have to see how if they can live get back to those numbers last year. That would be the expectation at the very least, but that's going to be tough to get to.
Jose Romero joins us, a beat reporter for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, have the Cardinals talked about the fact, like, they were the best road team in the NFL last year, 8-1, but they were one of the worst teams at home at 3-5. Now, they will have 9 home games this year, right, after having 8 last year. Any response as to why they struggled so much at home?
I mean, it's hard to say. You just never know. I mean, you don't. It's hard to figure that out. I don't know if anybody really had an answer for that. Now, one of those 9 home games is in Mexico City. Yeah. So, you know, they're playing the San Francisco and Mexico City, which is going to be an electric atmosphere. So, you know, you'd like to think that they take that same mentality on the road as they do at home. And, you know, the stadium creates a time. I mean, you know, the NFL, there is great buzz about it week in and week out. Every stadium is going crazy for their teams, and it's just hard to say why they struggled so much at home. And these weren't exactly world-beating teams that came in here and thumped them.
Yeah.
So, a schedule. They're obviously going to have to face the Rams at home. They're going to have to face some pretty solid teams at home this year, some playoff teams, Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia, but just some teams that have been, you know, that are on the cusp and improving. And it's a challenge. And I don't know if it had ever been a challenge before, but, you know, something that they have to look at.
Well, it's, you know, they started out so well last year and just kind of slid, you know, kind of backed into the playoffs almost. I think they were 1-4 in their last 5 games after starting the season 10-2, where they were dominant. But, and then obviously you mentioned the playoff game where Murray struggled. Hopkins is out. It's funny. DeAndre Hopkins gets 6 games for PEDs. I guess he just should have been a serial sexual predator, and he would have got the same thing because that's how the NFL views it. But how big of a loss do you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be in those 6 games? And then conversely, when he comes back, you know, how much can he add, do you feel, for him? And are him and Kyler Murray on the same page?
Yeah, it's a big loss. I mean, that you don't take a guy like that out of your offense and expect, you know, incredible success. I mean, they did play well in games without him last year because he did miss a few games, I think maybe 6. But when you are trying to the expectations are increased here. I mean, Kyler Murray has signed a big contract. Hopkins is back. Hollywood Brown is here. They've retained pretty much the same core group and a lot of the same players as last year. So everybody remembers the 11 and the hot start, 10-2 start to last year. And that has become the expectation around here. And that's going to be a big loss. I mean, they have some guys who can compensate and some guys who are going to really have to step up to make up for that absence. But, you know, and Hopkins has been in training camp. He's been practicing and has been going just, you know, they have to keep him from going all out because they know he can't play for the first 6 games of the regular season. So you kind of want to, you know, space him out in his practice time and not work him too hard because he has to sit out for so long. But when Hopkins is in there, he's a lightning rod. And he's in there in camp, you know, mixing it up with guys. And and really trying to get his work in and get his intensity up, even though he will have to sit out for the first six games. Tough loss for sure.
Jose, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy camp. We'll talk to you throughout the year. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.